USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a spike in coronavirus cases in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a massive outbreak of COVID-19 across the state of Texas. Today we will have more than 5,000 people test positive once again, as well as have more than 4,000 people hospitalized because of it.
But he says he's not reissuing stay-at-home orders. Florida is another hot spot. Governor Ron DeSantis.
What we're seeing in Florida is really rapid transmission in that 18 to 34 age group, and you're seeing a lot of cases come up. And granted, they weren't being tested at this level a couple months ago, but I also think they're testing positive at a higher and higher rate.
A few states feel they have a handle on the virus: New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They're ordering people coming from high-infection states to quarantine themselves for 14 days or face big fines. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One senator is calling for legal action against vandals who deface historical statues. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes that there should be legal consequences for mob violence against historic statues in the United States. Cotton adding the defacers of the Andrew Jackson Memorial videotaped themselves committing the crime and posted it on social media.
These aren't exactly criminal masterminds, Brian. They videotaped themselves, they posted on social media. The Department of Justice and the FBI should investigate them, arrest them, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There has to be legal consequences for this kind of mob violence. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse with every passing day.
Chemical maker Bayer says it will pay up to $10.9 billion to settle lawsuits over deaths caused by the weed killer Roundup. Courts decided it was a probable cause of cancer in 2015. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
2 years ago, Twitter took drastic action as a part of an effort to slow the spread of misinformation through its platform, shutting down more than 2 million automated accounts, or bots. In 2015, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency ran a contest on Twitter bot detection. Participants trained their systems to identify fake accounts using 5 key data points. Number 1, check out the profile. The most rudimentary bots lack a photo, a link, or any kind of bio. Number 2, syntax. Using human language is still incredibly hard for machines. A bot's tweets may reveal its algorithmic logic. They may be formulaic or very repetitive, missing an obvious joke, and rapidly changing the subject are other telltale traits. Number 3, semantics. Bots are usually created with a particular end in mind, so they may be overly obsessed with a particular topic, perhaps reposting the same link over and over again. Number 4, behavior. Looking at tweets over time can also be revealing. If an account is tweeting at an impossible rate, or at unlikely times, or even too regularly, it's a good sign that it's a fake. And number 5, network features. Bots may follow only a few accounts, or be followed by many other bots. The tone of a bot's tweets may also be irregular with those of its connections, suggesting a lack of any real social interaction. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.